The welfare department came to our home. They talked with my mother about moving into the housing project, but the stipulation was that my father could not be with us. They would put us into the housing project only if he left the state. My mother and father discussed it, and they decided that it was best for the 12 children for the father to leave the home. And that's how we got into the projects.
The welfare department had a rule that no able-bodied man could be in the house if a woman received aid for dependent children. If a man lost his job, if he's looking for work, he still had to leave the home. And there was even a night staff of men who worked for the welfare department whose job was to go to the homes of the welfare recipients, and they searched to find if there was a man in the home. Sometimes men came back at night to be with their families. Some were found in a closet hiding.
I remember vividly my mother telling us, if white people come to the house and ask you guys questions, tell them that your father is not here. Tell them that your father has never been here. You have not seen your father. I trusted her. I knew that there was a reason that we had to do this charade. And I participated in the charade. I sat there and looked those people in the eye and told them pure earnestness that, no, I have not seen my father. And no, my daddy does not live here. But I knew that I was lying. And that made me wonder, who are these people and how do they have the power to make my mother lie?